Welcome back. In this lesson, we're taking a classic jungle and drum and bass move and turning it into something you can actually perform. A sliced dub siren vocal instrument, controlled by macros in Ableton Live 12. The idea here is simple, but powerful. Instead of using a vocal phrase as a one-shot or leaving it as a static sample, we're going to slice it into playable pieces, then build a rack that lets us shape tension, grit, width, and delay from a handful of macro knobs. That means one source sample can become a dark little lead instrument, a pre-drop tension tool, or a call-and-response hook sitting on top of your drums. This works especially well in DNB, because you often need movement without clutter. You want something that feels alive, but doesn't fight the kick, snare, or sub. A sliced siren vocal is perfect for that. It can sit in the intro, answer the break, tease the drop, or add those little system music moments between drum phrases that make the track feel bigger. So let's build it. First, choose the right vocal source. You want something short, characterful, and slightly raw. A chant, a shout, a sustained vowel, or a dubby phrase works really well. For this style, don't chase polished pop vocals. A bit of grit, darkness, or natural distortion is actually a plus. Keep the source around 1 to 4 seconds if possible. That gives you enough material to slice, but not so much that it becomes messy. In clip view, trim the audio tightly so the phrase starts cleanly. If there's room tone or a tail that adds atmosphere, you can keep it, but be selective. You want the sample to feel intentional. If the phrase needs to lock to tempo, warp it, but don't overcook it. Use the warp mode that suits the source. Beats can work nicely for rhythmic material, while tones or complex pro can help if the vocal formants matter. The main goal is to make the clip flexible enough to slice cleanly while keeping its character intact. Now comes the fun part. Right-click the clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. For a jungle or DNB feel, you can slice by transient if the vocal has sharp consonants or clear changes. You can also use 1/8 or 1/16 slicing if you want a more rhythmic, controlled result. If the phrase is especially musical, you can slice based on warp markers to target specific syllables. Ableton will create a drum rack using Simpler on each pad. That's your playable instrument now. Before we start mapping macros, audition the slices with a MIDI clip. Don't worry if the first pass feels a little chaotic. That's normal. You're listening for a few useful rolls, not trying to use every slice. Try to identify 4 to 8 slices that give you the most mileage. Maybe one long vowel that can hold tension. One short consonant hit that gives you rhythm. One rising or falling syllable for movement. One noisy tail for atmosphere. That mix is usually enough to create a convincing vocal instrument without overcrowding the arrangement. Now open up the drum rack and inspect a couple of the simpler devices. Tightening the slices here makes a big difference. If the attack is late, pull the start point in. If you hear clicks, use a tiny fade. If the slice is too long, shorten it. In DNB, your vocal chops need to lock with the break and leave room for the snare and bass. If they hang over too long, the groove can get blurred. A good starting point is a very short attack, a small fade if needed, and a short decay for chopped hits. If a slice is more atmospheric, you can let it breathe a bit more with a longer release. You may also want to tame the top end with a low-pass filter if the sample is too bright or sibilant. That helps it sit better once the drums and bass come in. At this stage, a smart move is to think in rolls. One slice should be your hook. One slice should be your accent. One slice should be atmosphere. One slice should be transition. If every slice tries to do everything, the rack loses its identity. The more clearly each slice has a job, the easier it is to perform musically. Now let's turn this into a proper rack with macro control. Group the drum rack into an instrument rack, so you can map macros across the whole performance. This is where the instrument really comes alive. Start with a few core macros. A great basic set is filter sweep, drive, delay throw, and width. If you want to go deeper, add pitch bend, decay or release, and a special performance mode macro that combines a few changes at once. For filter sweep, map it to the cutoff of an auto filter. Keep the range musical. You don't want it to close so far that the vocal disappears completely, and you don't want it to open so hard that it dominates everything all the time. A useful range is somewhere roughly between a few hundred hertz and a few kilohertz, depending on the sound. For drive, map a saturator or overdrive. Use it to push the vocal from clean into edgy, not from edgy into destroyed unless that's the point. In this kind of rack, distortion should add attitude before it turns to mush. For delay throw, map an echo or simple delay dry/wet control. This is really important. Use delay as a momentary effect, not a permanent wash. A few words or syllables can throw into space at the end of a phrase, then drop back out so the groove stays clean. For width, use utility or a chorus-style effect. One of the best tricks here is to keep the vocal more focused and centered on the attack, then widen the tails. That gives you power and clarity up front, and space later on. If you want more control, map pitch or transpose to a macro too. A small pitch rise can make the siren feel like it's climbing. Even a few semitones can create that dark, eerie tension that works so well in jungle and DNB. Just keep it subtle. Big cartoon pitch moves can pull the sound away from the weight of the track. Now, here's a really useful coaching tip. Think about building the rack in two layers of control. One macro bank should control the whole performance. Then, if you want, a second layer can be reserved for the special slices only. That means your main hits can stay stable, while your risers, tails, and more aggressive syllables can get extra treatment. This keeps the instrument playable instead of turning everything into a wild effect mess. Let's talk about motion. The reason this works so well in DNB is that the ear locks onto repeating vocal gestures very quickly. You don't need a full melody. You need something that feels intentional and alive. So use the macros to create movement over time. For example, you can start the phrase dark and narrow, then slowly open the filter over 4 or 8 bars. You can add a little drive as the section builds. You can reserve the echo throws for the last word in a phrase. You can widen the tails only as the tension rises. That sequence feels like pressure building, not just random processing. When you write the MIDI pattern, keep it sparse. A strong starting point is a 1-bar or 2-bar phrase with space around the snare. Put a vocal stab just before a snare to create lift. Let the vocal answer the snare on the offbeat. Use a longer slice at the end of a phrase to transition into the next section. Most of the time, 2 to 5 vocal hits per bar is enough. In jungle, a call and response feel works beautifully. Let the vocal hit, then let the break answer, then bring the vocal back. In a roller, you might use a more repeating 2-bar phrase and slowly increase the drive and delay over 8 bars. Either way, the rule is the same. Leave breathing room. The drums and bass should still be the main event. Now automate the macros in arrangement view. This is where you turn the rack into a real arrangement tool. A classic move is to open the filter in the last 4 bars before the drop. Add delay only on the final syllable of the phrase. Push the drive harder in the last 2 bars. Narrow the width in the intro, then open it up for the teaser. A slight pitch rise can also make the siren feel like it's climbing toward impact. The order matters. If you move everything at once, it can sound messy and unfocused. A staged build usually works better. First width, then brightness, then delay, then distortion. That gives you a sense of escalation, which is exactly what you want before a drop. If you find a moment that sounds especially good, resample it. This is one of the smartest workflow moves in DNB. Once you've got a juicy filter rise, a nasty echo tail, or a heavy macro sweep, record it to audio. Then you can chop it, reverse a hit, trim the tail, or use it as a custom transition layer. That preserves the energy of the performance, while giving you exact control over the arrangement. This is also how you can build your own one-shots and fills from a single vocal source. Instead of endlessly tweaking the rack every time, print the best moments and work with them as audio. Faster workflow, better arrangement, fewer distractions. A few common mistakes to watch out for here. First, don't make the vocal too busy. If too many slices are firing all the time, it loses impact. Second, don't let it fight the snare or reese. If needed, high pass it a little or narrow the width on the attack. Third, don't overdo the delay. Use it like a throw, not a blanket. Fourth, clean up clicks and ugly slice edges. Short samples can get harsh fast. And finally, if a macro performance sounds great, print it. Don't leave your best moment trapped in an unedited live state. For darker and heavier DNB, there are a few extra tricks that really help. Keep the attack more mono and let the tail go wider. Pair the siren with break edits so it feels like part of the rhythm. Try driving into the filter so the harmonics get gnarlier as you sweep. Use small pitch changes instead of huge ones. Trash the atmospheric tail, but keep the core hook intelligible. And think in 8-bar arcs so the section evolves in a DJ-friendly way. You can also push this further with advanced ideas. Velocity can control brightness or distortion so harder hits feel more expressive. A chain selector can switch between clean, filtered, crushed, and echoed versions of the rack. You can duplicate a few slices in reverse for inhale-style responses before a snare or a drop. You can also build alternate slice groups for different sections, so the same vocal source feels like a different instrument in the intro versus the drop. If you want to take the sound design further, try a parallel dirt layer. Keep one path clean and intelligible, and blend in a dirtier path with a macro. That's usually more effective than smashing the whole signal. You can also focus the distortion into a narrower band if the vocal gets too harsh. A little short ambience can make the slices feel bigger without washing them out, and a subtle detune duplicate can add weight without turning into obvious chorus. For arrangement, use the siren as a section marker. Bring it in for important transitions, not all the time. Let it evolve in stages every 8 bars, dry and narrow, then filtered and wider, then brighter with delay, then fully expose. You can even create a drop shadow moment, where everything pulls back for a beat, and the siren hangs in space before the full drop returns. That kind of contrast hits hard.